Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Klein. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Klein. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Hebert. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Wally Hebert. And now, play ball. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Rein reaches second base with a double. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood bunts towards the mound. Hebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Rein moves to third. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rein scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein misplays the ball. That's an error on Rein. Burns moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McManus scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Levy. Oliver moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Connolly moves to third. Klein moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Sam Gray now pitching. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to home to get Connolly. Klein moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-0 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webb scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Levy for the out. Melillo scores. Storti moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Storti trying to get to home. Oliver throws the ball into Connolly, who tags Storti, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Browns, 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Farrell moves to third. Jack Russell now pitching. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell scores. Melillo moves to third. One out. It's 5-4, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melillo scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Browns. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gray is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Pickering moves to second. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schulte strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Goslin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Goslin reaches third base with a triple. Campbell scores. It's 8-4, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goslin scores. Two outs. It's 9-4, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Connolly and he is out, Rein applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lovey. Watwood moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a fly ball towards center. Schult catches it and throws to home to double up Watwood. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Lovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. George Stumpf now playing right field. Johnny Watwood now playing center field. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Storti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Levy bunts towards first. Webb scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. Storti moves to second. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a pop-up towards first. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stumpf. Schult reaches second base with a double. Storti scores. It's 10-4, Browns. Hod Leesenby now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Connolly hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hod Leesenby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesenby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Watwood. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Levy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Levy reaches second base with a double. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Levy scores. It's 11-4, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Burns reaches second base with a double. Schult moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 0-for-1 in the game. Stumpf hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gosselin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gosselin moves to third. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Van Camp pinch hits for Hod Leesenby. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Rein reaches second base with a double. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.